Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. We are on day 7 of praying for our teens, and today we're going to talk about taking a stand for life. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I've sat in many a room with young women, most of them teenagers, as they weigh their options, and the life of their unborn baby literally swings in the balance. There is such darkness there as the enemy unleashes his attack with a vengeance. Who do you think you are? You cannot do this. You're disgusting. No one will ever want you. Your boyfriend doesn't even want you now. Your parents will hate you. You are an embarrassment. You're a slut and a loser. These people know it, but more importantly, you know it. But then something amazing happens. The word of life, the giver of life, the breath of life is there. He pushes back the lies and darkness and creates beautiful space. Space enough for that scared young girl to breathe and to come to the end of herself. I think that might be his favorite place to stand, where the roads of best effort and human reason intersect and we find the ends of us. He's always there. I've watched him remind young women and families time and time again that life begins and ends in him. Life is sacred and valuable, and the Lord always provides a way. I have seen hundreds of girls through deep, heart-wrenching, heart-cleansing sobs choose life for themselves and their child. What I'm praying for our teens is that they would find that place at the end of themselves before there's a baby to consider. There are the same moments for teens who are not facing an unplanned pregnancy. Moments when the enemy's attack is just as dark and full of vengeance. Moments when he declares to our children, you're stupid and you were a mistake. No one wants you. No one has ever wanted you. You're worthless and your life does not matter. And again, the word of life himself, the light of the world, pushes the darkness aside, sits next to our teens and whispers, life is my gift to you. I have come that you may have life to the full. Lord, may our teens have an understanding that all life is precious. We are his dream. We are your dream, Lord, as my sweet pastor Jimmy Evans would say. Thank you that a few moments with you are all we need for clarity and understanding, and that in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you, Father, for life. May we live ours in such a way as to bring you great glory. We love you. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at 354-2288, thehopechoice.com, or on our blog.